إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, we'll continue the sharh of the book Al-Risala by Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani rahimahullah ta'ala. Today we'll be looking at another chapter, and that is Babun fi al-fitrati wal-khitani wa halki al-sha'r wal-libas وفصل العورة وما يتصل بذلك. The chapter concerning الفطرة and الختان circumcision وحلق الشعر the shaving of the hair واللباس clothing وفصل العورة covering of the nudity or my accessible regarding and things that are related to that. The Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala starts by saying وَمِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ خَمْسٌ وَمِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ خَمْسٌ. It is part of the fitra are five things. Part of the fitra are five things. What is fitra? Al-fitra, the scholars, they differ concerning the meaning of al-fitra. Some said al-fitra is referring to the sunnah, that is the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some said it's referring to al-deen, the religion. Some said it's referring to the ability to accept the truth, to follow the right way. When we look at these differences, they still go back to the same thing. If you say the sunnah, that is the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are right. And when you say Islam, you are right. When you say the ability to accept the truth, the inclination to follow the right path, this is also correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word fitra in the Quran. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha la tabdila li khalqi Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the fitra of Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha, that he has created the people upon. La tabdila li khalqi Allah. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes that the fitra, that is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed mankind upon. Likewise, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also use the words that contain the Bukhari, the Muslim, and some other books of Ahadith. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child given birth to, is given birth to عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ, upon the fitrah. Upon the fitrah, that is Islam, or the Sunnah, or the inclination to accept the truth. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجدانه. But his parents are those that will make him become a Jew, that will convert him to Judaism, or make him become a Christian, or imagine. But every child by birth has the inclination to accept the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings with the inclination to accept the truth. So the shahid here is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, كُلُّ غُلَامٍ أَوْ كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. He used the word fitrah. And that is why Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also betrays his position when he said this. He said, اِقْرَوْا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ. Read if you like. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. To tell us that the meaning of fitrah in that verse and the meaning of fitrah in this hadith, the opposite, which is Islam, or the inclination to accept Islam. Everybody, or everyone that comes to this world, has the inclination of accepting Islam, or is born upon the Sharia of Allah, upon Islam. Though you may not know the details, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. And brought you out of the wombs of your mothers, and you do not know anything. But the inclination to know, that when what has to do with Allah comes to you, the inclination to accept it, everybody has that. But it's the shayateen that will mislead one. And that is why in authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي حُنَفَاءَ. I created my servants حُنَفَاء. That is with the inclination to accept the truth. And Hanif is the one who has the inclination to accept the truth. The one who is upon the path of Islam. خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي حُنَفَاءَ. فجاءت أم الشياطين فاجتالتهم عن دينهم. The shayateen came and dragged them away from their religion. وحرمت عليهم الحلال. And he made prohibited to them things that are halal. وأمرتهم أن يشركوا بي ما لم أنزل به سلطانا. And he asked them to associate partner with me without any sanction. So if you look at this hadith, you see that the fitrah is referring to the deen as the own. So when the Prophet ﷺ said this, he's talking about the deen of Islam, which is the fitrah. So when you see somebody is upon the fitrah, so meaning the person has inclination to accept the truth, the person is upon Islam. He has not been diluted or adulterated. He has the inclination, the tendency to accept the truth when he hears it. So the problem is that Shaitan has said a very practical La'uwe yannahu ajma'in, I swear by your might, I shall mislead all of them. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Except your servants that you see. So, when the Prefetra, some of you, is referring to the Deen of Seul, the Deen of Allah is at Seul, is referring to Islam at Seul. So the Shaykh says here, وَمِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ خَمْسٌ Part of the fitra are five things. قَصُ الشَّارِبِ The cutting of the mustache. The cutting of the mustache. وَهُوَ الْإِطَارُ وَهُوَ طَرَفُ الشَّعْرِ الْمُتَدِيرِ عَلَى الشَّفَى This is what goes round the shafa, that is the air that goes al-mustadid that goes round al-shafa on the lip, that is the open. لا إخفاءه والله أعلم Not to do the ifa. Ifa is for one to remove it completely. Sheikh says, Wallahu A'lam, and Allah knows it. Then they say, Ash-Sharib is the air that grows on the lip. That is Ash-Sharib. Which we call mustache. So, to do the qatsu, that is to cut it, la ifahu, is not the one to remove it completely. You know, some of us, we are used to removing the mustache completely. These of scholars say that. So when we go by many evidences, this is not supported. And that is why Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was asked concerning the removing of the mustache, removing, the complete removal of the mustache, which is what shaving is. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, musla. It's like one mutilating a part of the body. Said Ara and you Ja'adorba. Said one who is doing that, man too, is that the authority should beat him. I give that the authority should beat him. As Al-Bayati reported. So the Salafu Sali, you see they are harsh on something that most of us will think Now those people who say that one can shave it completely, they rely on some wordings of the hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afu al-liha, aw wafiru liha." وَأَحْفُ الشَّوَارِ وَأَحْفُ الشَّوَارِ وَفِرُوا لِهَا Make your beard, make it be much وَأَحْفُ الشَّوَارِ And your mustache, the mustache أَحْفُ Remove But In many ahadith, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word putsu, that is removed. So not ahfu, he used a'fu means let it begin. The montage. And this is where majority of the scholars of the opinion that it's not okay for you to shave your mustache. It's not okay for you to shave your mustache. So the one who said shave his mustache, Imam Malik said, what? Ara and Yuja, Darwan. I am Ara and Yuja, Darwan. And that is why the Shaykh says here that, as for me, he said, part of the fitra are 5 things. Cross the shari to reduce the shari. Wahuwa kitar, wahuwa tarafu shari, the strength to define it. By that he means the air. And mustadir ala shafa. That the stomach runs ala shafa on the upper lips. La ikfahuhu. Not to remove it, not to shave it, or whatever. It's pointing to a difference of opinion in that matter, and that's what it is what? Wallahu a'lam. Now the air that grows at the upper lip, on the upper lip, is called shari. What about the one that grows here on the lower lip? So this they call it amfakum. They call it amfakum. Scholars, the deeper. Is it part of the lip ear or not? Is it part of the lip ear or not? Some of the opinion is part of the lip ear. That is the ruling that is applicable to the lip ear is applicable to it. Why some of the opinion that is not part of the lip ear? But the shari, the mustache, the ruling is that it should be reduced. It should be reduced. And that is why the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man lam ya'khudh min sha'rihi." The one who does not take from his shari is not part of us. The one who does not take from his shari is not part of us. And that's why the practice by maybe some of the Germans and the like, some people they still practice that they make their mustache or mustaches, they make them grow much. So this is what is not in line with Islam. It's against the teachings of Islam. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man lam ya'khudh min sha'rihi." The one doesn't take from his sha'rih is not part of us. As soon as Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will look at his companions with respect to things like this, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu, as reported by Imam Ahmad, had mustache that was very heavy, so to say, was very much. So as soon as Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to put a shirtik in it like this, and what was left after the shin stick, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cut it off. So, and that's why the mistake that some people make when they think that Islam does not take into consideration the outlook of the people. No. Islam takes into consideration the outlook. So if it doesn't take into consideration the outlook of the people, Islam will not say, خَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ خَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Go away from the mushrikun in this area. وَفِرُوا لِهَا. Let your beard be much. وَعَفُ الشَّوَارِبُ. And your shawarib cut it. Some people, they went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from among the Muslims, some of the Ansar. It was said that the Messenger of Allah came out on some group of the Ansar. So they now said to him, part of what he said to him is that, "Ya Rasulallah, inna ala al-kitab," the people of the scripture said, يقصون أسانينهم بيو cut the asanin. Asanin is the plural of rosnun, which is a gear. وَيُوَفِّرُونَ سِبَالَهُمْ, and they make their sibal to be watched, to be mochi, which is the mustache. Sibal is the plural of sabala. Sabala means watch the mustache. So يَقُصُّونَ أَسَانِينَهُمْ, they cut their beard. وَيُوَفِّرُونَ سِبَالَهُمْ, and they make their mustache to be much. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qussu sibalakum wa waffiru asaninakum." Cut your mustache and make your beard much. Khalifu ala al-kitab. Act contrarily today. So how can we now say that Islam doesn't take into consideration the outlook of the people? Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, when he wrote his book, Iqtida'u Sirat al-Mustaqim Mukhalafata Ashab al-Sahih, following the right path entails, necessitates that you do something contrary to what the people of the Jahim do. If these are the things that the people of the hell are practicing, you that want to follow the right path, you do things that are contrary to the earth. اِقْتِدَوْا سُرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ مُخَالَفَةَ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ is the title of the book written by Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. I give an example. If you travel somewhere and you see somebody that dresses like you in that town, find that country, the way you dress is the way the person dresses. Are you likely to have any inclination towards that person or not? Readily, you want to feel inclined towards him, that this person is what? Is like me. How did you get that? From his outlook. When you see somebody coming now in military uniform, what do? You accord it a kind of what? Respect. When somebody dresses like a madman, you try to avoid him. Which means the outlook matters a lot. But what the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala is trying to establish in this is that it is part of the fitrah, that is part of Islam, part of Sunnah, to cut the shari, to cut the shari, not to annihilate it, not to shave it. Though some scholars, they take it to mean what? You can watch, cut it. But when you look at the practices of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the commands that he has given to his companions, you see that what? Saying one should cut it, reduce it, is what? A mockery. So that's why the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, La ikfahuhu, not to shave it. He says, Wallahu a'lam. Then the Shaykh continues. The Shaykh says, وَقَصُّ الْأَظْفَارِ, likewise to cut or clip the fingernails, to clip the nails, both that of the fingers and the toes. Likewise, وَنَدْفُ الْجَنَاحَيْنِ, likewise to cut the armpit hair, وَحَلْقُ الْعَانَ, and to also shave the pubic hair, وَلَا بَاسَ بِحِلَاكِ غِيْرِهَا مِنْ شَعْرِ الْجَسَدِ, and there is nothing wrong in shaving other than this from the air of the body from the air of the body. All these are built on the hadith reported by Anna that said Khamsu min al-fitra, five things are from the fitra, and he mentioned these things that the author mentioned. Also mentioned al-khitan, circumcision. But the author started with that of the mustache, as you have mentioned. So which is the way of the believers? That the mustache will reduce it, won't leave it the way some people will leave it. It was said that somebody came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the emissaries of one of the emperors, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah saw him, he had shaven his beard, and the mustache was much. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away from him. Then later asked him, why this? He said, "Akaza amara ni Rabbi." This is how my Lord has instructed me, referring to his emperor. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Amma ana asumi fa amara ni Rabbi bi ifa'i lihya." My Lord has instructed me to do ifa of lihya, that is to leave the beard. Likewise, to cut the mustache. So if the Sharia is talking about the mustache, definitely the issue of the beard is something that is very, very important. And mankind, the males, have been keeping beards for long. But Shaitan, who has promised that he's going to turn them away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, got hold of mankind from this issue of beards. And we ought to realize it. So we look at different cultures in the past, the Egyptian culture, the Roman culture, different cultures, particularly the Egyptian cultures or the Mesopotamian culture. Beards, they used to take it seriously, that all males will have what? Will keep their beards. They won't watch their parade and honor the beards. But later, it grew into shaving the beard. So that has become what? Another vogue, that men will be shaving their beards. But in the past, they see it as something of honor for you to have beards and watch and treat the beards and honor the beards, trim the beards. So the extent that some of their rulers will apply something of gold on their beards. To the extent that when some of them want to die, they take part of their beards to put on their on the coffin with which they are burying them. All of a sudden changed. And it became something that when you keep beards, people are looking down upon you. And this is what is part of the fitrah. In the hadith of that Imam Muslim reported, which was contained in a Muslim, he said what? عَشْرٌ مِنَ الْفِطْرَةِ, 10 things are part of the fitra. He mentioned what? Beard as one of it. And we have the hadith, خَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَفِرُوا الْلِحَى وَحْفُ الشَّوَارِ. We have the hadith, وَفِرُوا لِحَاكُمْ أَقَانِينَكُمْ وَقُسُوا. So many ahadith. The Salafus Salih, they understood this to be what? Compulsory. Now the issue of saying what, keeping beards is no longer compulsory, did not come until the practices of those cultures changed. And when the practices or their culture changed, so the Muslims of what changed with them. Just as it is what they see to be what? Good, that we see to be good today. So many things have been raised. The people who say what? A lady can't get married until what?
she's 18. That is the minimum age of marriage. But the same people put down as what? As age of consent for a lady, a girl, with what? With varying laws. In some countries, they said age 16. If a girl is left with by a man at the age of 16, and the girl is happy with that, no parent can force the man that has left with her. Despite the fact that she's not yet what? 18 years old. They say 18 years old is what? 18 years is marriageable age. But age of consent that a lady can be slept with her consent is 16. That is still what is operating in Britain up to today. Now in some countries 14, in some countries 12. Where did they get that law? Where did they get that law? Some people just sat down after they are taken in toxicants and the like, and you arrive at that age. Then you as a Muslim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and honored with the Quran, in هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. You have the Quran with you, you now follow those people, the kuffar. I will not be championing it. Then they will be fabricating some things, some sicknesses or ailments that will not have our babies, that will not affect our mothers in the past. They will be spreading it as well. Now if you say, okay, it's an Israeli marriage that has left us one, so what about the girl that is left with at the age of 12, 13 and she becomes pregnant and she delivers a baby? Why is she not affected by that same ailment or that same disease? So it means what? Wara al-akam wa wara aha, as the Arabs would say. So there is something they are up to. They will be fabricating things in order to chase you away from so many things. So there are the people that will tell you that what, you can't marry more than a wife, but you can have what? Girlfriends. You can't marry more than a wife, but you can have what? Girlfriends. In Tunisia, something like this happened, that they were rigid on it. And when somebody got married legally to his second wife, he was arrested and was charged to court. So one of the judges that locked him, or the lawyer that locked him, said, the way you can come out of this case is when you get to the court, say the woman is what, your girlfriend. And when he goes to court, he said, no, she's my girlfriend. So they had to apologize for the embarrassment. So I'm trying to say in essence is that when they move, we move. That is, everyone asanana man kana qablakum shibran. Bishibrin wa ziran bi zira hatta law dakhal juhra dabbin la dakhaltumuhu. You follow the way of those who are before you, inch by inch. Foot by foot. حَتَّى وَلَوْ دَخَلُوا جُوحَ ثُرْثٍ. If they enter the hall of the leader, you follow them. And you say, no, this is the right way, this is the right way. And when you are asked to prove it, why is it the right way? You can't prove it. Say that, well, this is what your masters are saying. Then the Muslim leave the law of the Lord of the world. Leave the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah and Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. They live this. So we follow them as if they live our perfect. And wallahi, it is what? It is blunt truth. A blunt lie. So what we should do is for us to learn our religion. Your appearance should be the appearance that Islam preaches, the Islam laws. Not that when people are saying we are doing things, they do. About 3 or so months ago, the American government passed a judgment that their soldiers now can keep beards but 2 inches. 2 inches. Why 2 inches? Not 3 inches. Why not 4 inches? Now you see these countries now, they'll start following again 2 inches. So we are not proud of Islam.
When we meet the enemies of Allah, we feel jittery somehow. The inferiority complex is there, and they are not superior to us. So they talk about freedom of this, freedom of that. When they are fighting for those who want to be gay, those who want to be homosexual, they say they have freedom. The same people, they are banning people from putting on watch, niqab and hijab. Those people who are putting on niqab and hijab, will they not have freedom? If the homosexuals have freedom, those people that watch, that you are banning from putting on niqab and hijab, will they not have freedom? This is double standard. Now you say, okay, democracy is what? It's what the majority of the people want. In the Arab world, for instance, in the Islamic world, they want what? Hijab. And they want Sharia. You say, no. And you are sponsoring people what? To put against them. Is that democracy that you are preaching? So we should learn all these things. You stand by Islam. Don't feel inferior. When you see that an enemy of the deen is looking at you, feel proud again. Let him know you are proud. But for you to feel jittery somehow as you watch, not some people when they want to observe Salah, even they are afraid to observe Salah. I have people question. If you go to the US, for instance, now they have holiday for Eid al-Fitr. Huh? Eid al-Adha, is there any holiday? They declare public holiday. But when Christmas comes, they declare public holiday. So those minorities living in that country, they don't have rights. Now we are not forcing them to abide by what you are talking about. But they are forcing people to watch. Now in Saudi Arabia, they are pushing some of their girls here that no, they should watch. They should go against this guardianship of the sin. Why must they say you shouldn't travel without the mahram? They are trampling on your rights. Fight for your rights. Now this is the culture of the people. This is their deen. Why not leave them without if you believe in what the majority? Why are you trying to watch? To turn their people against the government. So when they say these things are fine, they are fighting for human rights, they are in life. It's the selfish interest of some people that they are fighting for. But they give you the correlation of what? Human rights. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that it is very, very important for us to know this. And fitra, that is the deen. It is part of the fitra to watch. To reduce your mustache, not to shave it completely, and it is part of the fitra to also cut your fingernails, the nails of your toe is part of the fitra. It's part of the fitra to keep the gears, as we shall say, inshallah. You know, it's something, the shaving of the beard, something that has become commonplace to the extent that it has entered into the madaris, into the madaris Islamiyah. I said it once here, after I left madrasa and I started keeping beard, one of my teachers saw me and he said, "Danny, what is this?" I said, "It's sunnah." Said, "No, you are not the one that taught you this." I said, "It is in the book that you taught us. Only that what? We did not read it up to that place." He said, "Which book?" I said, "Ar-Risala." Said, "It's not here." I said, "It's here." So honestly, he entered madrasa and brought a copy of it from one of the students. And I opened the page to him and he saw it. "You have not gotten there. Inshallah, we get there." So when he saw it, he laughed. And he said, you practice this, you are not going to practice this. Now the blunt truth is this man has never read this book to that level.
Because when we were in Madrasa, they teach you some words, some pages of the book. And when you leave the Madrasa, you watch, to be boasting, we are this, we are that. That's why the fact that the book that you have, the Madrasa that you are boasting, you do not really figure to. So now if you keep BS, this is ongoing. In the Madaris, they see you as what? As an extremist. Because their malams, their mudirs, are all shaving their beards. A messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wa khariful mushrikeen, wa firu liha, wa fu shawarim. Wa firu liha, wa firu liha." So the malams now are what? Are not doing this. Not that they are not doing it, again, they make jest of people who do it. Somebody once narrated a story that he was looking for a job. So the man said that he should go and shave his beard. That he had passed, but he should go and shave his beard. It's because of this they are not going to give him the employment. So that it looks somehow unkempt and things like that, you know. This man now left the office. As he was going, he now saw the picture of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that they made supposedly. Huh? So he saw the picture and I said, okay, these people, they claim to be Christians. And I took that picture, he took it, and just placed it on the table of the said, if you won't give me work because of this, that means if this person applies for job, he won't get a job. Because who would even look at the book of my Bible study, or how do they call it, or my book of Bible study, of all the prophets, they, all of them, the Jewish man, they all had what? Yes. That was when things had not changed. But now culture had changed. So then if somebody kept beard, or somebody didn't keep beard, people would look down upon him. That, are you not a man? Are you a woman? But now if you keep beard, people look at you, are you an animal? To the extent that word, they brought this word, goatee, you know? Just to abuse people of beard. So I'm saying this for us, not to feel kind of embarrassed or feel inferior by keeping beard or by keeping your mustache, not shaving it. This is a part of the of Islam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to do it. All the Prophets of Allah, they practiced it. So inshallah, we will stop here. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge and may subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm on his path. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأهله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I'll just one question, because we have a couple of announcements to make, or more. And first, the question here says, a nursing mother that did PDR, will she pay back the fast she missed during Ramadan, since she's going to breastfeed for more than a year, and another Ramadan will meet her in that condition?
I think this question has been asked several times, and it has been answered several times. So what majority of the scholars are upon is that she pays back, because the CR has a 6%. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the 6% is, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخْرَى. Whoever is sick or upon a journey should make up for another day or other day. So the CR as a 6%. The CR as
is still possible. This is the view of the majority of the scholars. However, without the view of two great companions, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, that it was the opinion that fidya is enough. Fidya is enough. So this is a very strong position as well. We have those who say the pregnant woman should do qada, why the nursing mother should do fidya and pay back again. This is what? A view. So there is a view that says what? They will do qada and they will also what? They will do fidya. Both of them will do qada and do fidya. And Imam Tirmidhi brought all these opinions in his sunnah. So it's not something that is strange. So when we hear a scholar say, for instance, that a nursing mother or a pregnant woman should do fidya without fasting, this is the view of two great companions. So it's not a view that you attack and you make jest of those who have held the position. It's a very strong position. Though my advice is that she pays back those things. Wallahu a'lam.
Now before we go, I think that's all about the questions. There are two.